Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the fifth chapter of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
A hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
Chapter 5, be on guard in these two areas. Most restlessness comes from two primary sources, mental and physical stress. Thoughts, our thought life, determines our level of peace and rest. A constant mental diet of negative news, memorizing media, and ungodly dark entertainment will surely lead to fear and frustration. In addition to that, when we have ungodly thoughts towards others, if we're holding in bitterness or resentment, or we're jealous about someone or something, that can also begin to tax us spiritually and physically and mentally. Our thought life really controls more than we realize, and this is exactly why Romans 12 declares, do not be conformed to this world, and that word conformed is like a potter who would shape some clay. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you renew your mind, it goes on to say, you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what you read, what you watch, what you listen to, what you allow your mind to dwell on, it's either fostering peace or fueling fear. Now, I know this is difficult. In a ministry, you'd be amazed at how much criticism comes our way. Bitterness, anger, jealousy, and I have to really choose carefully what I focus my thoughts on, and also about other people. I have to make sure I'm trying to see the best in other people. I want to make sure I'm not complaining. I don't feel threatened. I don't feel jealous. I want to make sure that I'm esteeming them and thinking more highly of them and not more highly of myself and humbling myself. And that all of that helps to foster an atmosphere of peace and tranquility in our mind because we're doing it God's way. And when you take all that pressure off of you, repent of those wrong attitudes, start treating people the right way, you begin to be filled with the Spirit and you begin to realize what the will of God is. And it all begins with this area of transforming and renewing your mind. So back to this step here, this step of monitoring, being watching what we read, watch, listen to, that's either fostering peace or fueling fear, we have to begin to remove those things that are hurting our mental and spiritual health. And procrastination in this area is the great enemy of accomplishment. So many people I pray for, or talk with, they say, oh, I know I need to do this. Oh, I know I need to do that. Oh, I know I need to, you fill in the blank. But that procrastination gives the enemy great soil to grow his weeds of discouragement. We have to remove that procrastination. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus gave that verse. If you have something against your brother, don't come in and worship. Don't go to the altar. Don't bring your gift. Don't go to worship. Go and fix that broken relationship. And then you'll be able to worship me in the beauty of holiness. And it's incredible when that actually takes place. Now, even if you can't rest as often as you'd like, you can be at peace if your mind is fixed on the things of God. Another key component of peace and rest from a physical standpoint is our diet. Yes, you heard me correctly. You consume may be consuming you. Did you know that God-given food brings life to the body and dead food depletes it? A poor diet followed by inactivity and weight gain forces us to run on only two cylinders as opposed to all eight. It hurts our efficiency and productivity as well as our mental capabilities. Ironically, one of the benefits of fasting is mental clarity. It's amazing what happens after probably 4 days or so of fasting. Mental clarity is increased, and I would say double, if not triple, the amount of mental clarity comes into play after a significant amount of time fasting. Now, granted, as I stated earlier, there are those who, through no fault of their own, have a debilitating illness or disease. I'm assuming the reader, in your case, the listener, understands them talking to those who can make changes. Certain foods raise certain levels of, let's say, serotonin, for example, in the brain. That's one of the neurotransmitters that is so important. And so if certain foods raise the levels of serotonin in the brain, that neurotransmitter is responsible for feelings of peace and wellness and calmness. Sadly, most people consume dead food that actually depletes instead of food that restores serotonin levels. If you add the damaging effects of massive sugar consumption to a poor diet, high stress, and a lack of sleep, it's no surprise why health-related illness, physical and mental, have reached epidemic levels. And that's my big concern for our nation's current healthcare crisis. It will not fix itself. You can't get a shot or take a pill. None of that can replace proper discipline of the body, stewarding this wonderful gift that God has given us. Most of our bodies are in a very toxic state because we are consuming dead food and dangerous stimulants, and we rarely fast. When we get sick, we struggle to heal. And I believe that's what happened with the COVID virus, that many people were already sick. Their body was in a toxic state. So you have this virus that, you know, was obviously pretty powerful, and it took out a lot of people because they were already sick. So your body can't fight off a strong disease when it's already trying to fight off a toxic state, get rid of, you know, if you're eating a poor diet, it's trying to get rid of, think of the chemicals it's trying to get rid of. Blueberries are sprayed with 8 different pesticides, and you're taking in partially hydrogenated oils. You're taking in heated, unhealthy, refined oils. You're eating monosodium glutamate. You're taking in aspartame. You're taking in emulsifiers and different things and chemicals and all these foods, glyphosate from Roundup. And I mean, our body is just working overtime to try to get rid of all of these things. I'm just amazed that we make it as long as we do. I'm amazed at how fearfully and wonderfully we are made. And so when we get sick, we struggle to heal. Now, it's disheartening when people take a pill or a shot, as I just said, to offset disease instead of using the God-given method of fasting and consuming healthy food. Terrorists within our body. Here's an excerpt from my book on fasting that explains how unhealthy choices are like terrorists in the body. Check this out. Number one, unhealthy food consists of growth hormones, antibiotics, drug residue, pathogens, biotoxins, chemicals, and carcinogens. Carcinogens are cancer-causing. These things are like terrorists to the body. If high levels of sugar, such as high fructose corn syrup, dextrose, rice syrup, sucrose, and dozens more are added to the terrorism team, the strength of the enemy grows. And then next, if we add massive amounts of refined vegetable oils to the terrorist team, the arteries and healthy cells become damaged due to inflammation. Add the failure to fast to the equation, and the enemy gains additional ground. Fasting invites SEAL Team 6 to the battle. Among other things, fasting starves the fuel source of free radicals. Free radicals are these dangerous radicals that are bouncing all around. It has to do with the neuron charges and different things. And they're bouncing around hurting cells in our body. And what happens when we fast, the body will begin to use these free radicals as food, as fuel, hence the word autophagy. Now imagine what a bowl of junk cereal releases into your body compared to nothing being released when fasting. And I believe that fasting slows aging for this very reason. It minimizes toxins while allowing the body to cleanse and rebuild. And the next, throw inactivity into the battle, and the terrorists gain even more strength. Our bodies were not designed to sit for long periods of time. Every pound of fat, check this out, requires a few extra miles of blood vessels to supply nourishment to that fat, that pound of fat. That means more work for the body, especially the heart. Lose the excess and bring in more reinforcements. Research the effects of stress on the body as well as how to sleep and how that affects health. You'll be amazed. If we combine all of these factors, it's easy to see why disease has reached epidemic levels and has prevented genuine rest. Work on these areas for 40 days and you can change the course of your battle in your favor. Now, all of this, however, will not lead to true peace until you know the Prince of Peace and commit your life to Christ. Take this step today. There is no plan B. Jesus said, "Come to me, all that labor and heavy laden, stressed out, and I will give you rest." Charles Spurgeon wisely said, "Oh, you who feel unworthy today, who have been seeking salvation earnestly and suffering the way to sin, Jesus will freely give to you what you cannot earn or purchase yourself." So on this area of peace and finding peace, there is no peace without knowing God. Without God, there is no peace. So you must start there. Do you have that vibrant, living relationship with Him? If not, get back on track, repent, confess Christ as Lord and Savior, and you will experience that peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And then also begin to take care of your body. Remove the stimulants. Really, stimulants are robbing Peter and plundering Paul. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But remove stimulants, remove harmful things. Again, not perfection, but if you make right choices 85% of the time or 90% of the time, you're going to feel a lot better and lose weight and take care of this incredible gift that God has given us.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Idleman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Idleman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneIdleman.com. Again, that's ShaneIdleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.